This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And I'm sure what we've got planned for people is going to rile them up one direction or the other. It seems, now this is sort of news to me, but it seems that Christopher Columbus might be considered a divisive figure in the United States.
That seems like it's true. I mean, I don't even know if it's divisive. I don't think people really... I think really people come down on one side. Christopher Columbus, bad, because a lot of bad things happened. And the other side is, why do you care so much? Like, those seem like the sides.
I don't think it's fair to blame Christopher Columbus for the bad things that happened afterward. See, I think that with a lot of the people who would be on Christopher Columbus's side, they're divided themselves by the people who are like, oh no, the Norse people discovered the United States or North America first.
Yep.
So Christopher Columbus is just overblown, and that's the issue with him.
I would say that part is I'm down with that. Certainly the Norse are clearly established a place, Vinland, I believe is what it's called, and yeah, that's
so Columbus rediscovered. I mean, plus there were people here already. What kind of arrogance is it to say, oh, we discovered America, this place where there are already people? Well, you didn't discover it. The people who were already there kind of discovered it.
I think that the discovered America, like, line was disappearing when I was a kid in the 80s. I mean, you know, it was... We were clear who... Oh, God, what are these... the different people who did it? I can't remember off the top of my head what the Vikings' names were that, you know, might have established Vinland or whatever. But they existed, and we talked about them even in school back in the 1980s and perhaps the 70s.
We've never talked about them in school. It's only been on the internet that I've learned anything about, you know, the North American
continent. Did go to school in Mississippi.
I did, yes. So it's not terribly surprising that their, you know, history teaching would be slanted more so toward Europe than in other parts of the United States, certainly.
Right. And... I mean, so there's that angle, too. There's the people that are like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think it's pretty clear at this point that there have been several waves of discovery of a new continent, you know, two continents.
Sure. Well, that's sort of an arbitrary divide. I mean, it's one solid piece of land. There isn't really a dividing border between them.
There was. I mean, at one point, there were two separate continents, and they ended up... knock it into each other.
Okay, well, this would have been...
You know what happened, right? Basically, all the fauna of North America wiped out the fauna of South America.
Interesting.
And, I mean, you know, the largest predator in South America at the time was, like, this large predatory bird. And, you know, I'm sorry, eggs just don't stand up against rats. And they never have. Ask the dodo. So... You know, I mean, and then complaining that Europeans came over and somehow, you know, like a lot of these arguments are about genocide.
Sure.
Well, I'm not sure that's entirely fair to blame the Europeans. Admittedly, most of my heritage is European. At one point, I considered myself to be, you know, Native American in part, but... Turns out that was a rapey Mongol. Sorry, everybody. I was just wrong. It happens. Rapey Mongols happen. Happen a lot, as a matter of fact. If you've got Eastern European heritage, chances are good there's a rapey Mongol back there someplace. So if you can't really blame the Europeans for having diseases that happen to wipe out a large portion of the Americas...
That's certainly true.
You know, I mean, certainly there were bad things done, plenty of them, but slavery wasn't unknown to our Native American brethren of 500 years ago.
Right.
Oh, my God, this concept of taking people into bondage and forcing them to do things. It's not like, oh, my goodness, we never heard of this, or warfare,
image.
Or, you know, spreading empires, or any of this stuff. Hey, this stuff all went on.
Disregarding the Aztec Empire's name. Right?
Inca, Mayan, all these people existed,
yeah.
And they did all this stuff. It just turns out that dirty Europeans were better at it and carried syphilis.
Well, the image that was portrayed when I was in school, and I understand why people are understandably frustrated and upset
gonorrhea,
by
actually.
That image, was that, you know, the Puritans came over talking peace and all of that. They wouldn't have survived that first winter if mm-hmm. not for Native American generosity.
Sure.
Which they then went on to repay with massive amounts of genocide.
So we're going to call those pilgrims instead of Puritans, because we are not in, like, their religion was a little different than the Puritans.
Okay.
The Puritans came a bit later, but yeah, that much is true. And
but a lot of it wasn't intentional, as you were saying earlier. It just happened to be
Most of it. The vast majority of the deaths of the Americans, Native Americans, and Indians, whatever terminology we want to use for this, are completely biological. Two ecospheres that were not compatible, that clashed together. It could just as easily gone the other direction, and it didn't. Probably.
Point.
You know, the case made in Guns, Germs, and Steel is that the dirty Europeans sleeping with their livestock in their houses in the cold, cold winters created this hardier stock that was a bit more disease-resistant, and they're the ones who came over, and they're the ones who did their thing, and, you know, people had sex, syphilis went one way, gonorrhea went the other, smallpox came on over, like, you know, just the way it is. If the Indians had had some awful plague that had wiped out Europeans in the very early days, then, you know, the story would have gone back, and it probably would have been another couple of hundred years before Europeans would have said, well, that's the land of the dead. Don't go there. But it didn't turn out that way.
Good point. I've never really considered that, and I would assume that, you know, It all comes back to this sort of European superiority that people tend to have over the rest of the world. You know,
yeah.
they view the Native Americans as these sort of weak, peace-loving, nature-loving people, and the Europeans came over and just decimated them, took advantage of their kindness and generosity. When, yeah, sure, that was certainly true based on how it
There's
played out.
There's a amount of that that went on.
But it wasn't necessarily intentional.
Right, and so we don't know exactly what the Arawak people were like. These are the people that were in that region that Columbus landed repeatedly four times, never to actually set foot on the continents themselves.
Really? Columbus never set foot on the continent?
No.
What a waste of a life.
I mean, if you consider the islands continents... Yes.
I would not. I would consider them islands.
Okay. So it depends on how you view these things.
Sure.
It gets very, well, then why do we view the one landmass as two continents? Because it's two shelves? It gets complicated. When you start using the term...
Well, that was my point earlier. Yeah. I viewed them as one continent. The whole division.
Well, how do you view Europe, Asia, and Africa?
As one continent.
One
as
continent.
Well.
So
yeah, we just...
You're of the opinion that there are three continents, Afro-Eurasia and the Americas.
Yes.
And or the America.
Well, I mean, the rest is just arbitrary human lines.
Well, why are they? My question would be this. Continents is a complicated term, and nobody can really agree on what they are. So why is, for instance, Australia a continent and not just an island like Greenland?
Because it's rather large.
So is Greenland. It's rather
Greenland is not as large as it appears to be on the map. That's,
agreed.
That's a result of, you know, the
sure.
3D globe being put
yep.
on a 2D map. That's why the longitudinal latitudinal lines are, you know, so far
Greenland's
apart there.
The largest island, if you presume that an island and a continent aren't the same thing, and that Australia is a continent and not an island.
I don't know that I would call Australia a continent.
Okay, great. So now we have two continents, right? Or is... Antarctica, which is also an island.
There is land there, yes.
Yeah. Is that an island or is that a continent?
I don't know how much land there is there.
More than Australia.
I'm also not willing to define these things so specifically that I'm like, okay, this is a continent, this
we
is not.
We that like specific definitions get very sort of confused and upset about continents.
I can understand why. I mean, it's like trying to define something that, you know, throughout most of history has just sort of been taken as a given. This is what a continent is. What are your thoughts on Columbus? 855-450-3733.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using our toll-free number, which you can find at 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, or meeting in person with cash. The site has no KYC requirements, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, we have a global trading platform that respects our privacy. It's got competitively low fees, lower than you'll find at that other site. So sign up and get started trading Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. It's a site that I'm absolutely in love with. It's probably the best thing to happen to me this year, after being on Free Talk Live. So,
well, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have even known about local.bitcoin.com if I hadn't been on Free Talk Live anyway. So all good things. Go check it out. That's local.bitcoin.com. Let's get right into the phones here. We've got Mary calling in from Texas. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us, Mary?
I am.
All right, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, slide up that potentiometer a little bit. Yep.
Well, I just had a Facebook Live talk about my 70th birthday, which is coming up, and I'm trying to go ahead and have people donate to Liberty International on my behalf.
Mary Ruart, I asked you to call, and then I forgot to tell my main host that you were calling in. It's completely my fault. Let me give an introduction, if I may, please.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, probably one of the most influential people in the Liberty movement, and I would say undoubtedly the most influential woman, living woman in the Liberty movement, is Dr. Mary Ruart. And for me, one of the pivotal moments in understanding libertarianism was reading the book Healing Our World. And Dr. Ruart has written several books, but Healing Our World, to me, is the most important. And the reason is that this book is aimed at every person in the sense that it tackles topics that everybody's concerned with, not politics or anything like that, but issues, basic human issues. And it explains them in a way that libertarians have been very bad at explaining heretofore prior to this book. And honestly, since, it's not like writing the book suddenly every libertarian understood how to communicate the message as well as Dr. Ruart. However, we have been given a model, and that model is well worth the read, and Dr. Ruart is just recently turned 70, mind you, a spry 70, I wouldn't have guessed, and she's offering any one of her books as an ebook for a donation of, I think it's $35 to, and what was the charity that you're doing, Dr. Ruart?
Liberty International. It used to be known as the International Society for Individual Liberty, but the acronym was ISIL, so we had to change it.
I share that
nonprofit, and we're doing a lot of wonderful things, so that's why I'm asking people to donate. And I have three books, so they can get their favorite e-books if they donate $35. If they donate $70, they can get two books, and if they donate $100, they can get all three.
Very cool.
It's an awesome deal. So what does the organization do?
Well, we do a lot of different things. Right now, our biggest thing is one of the things that we used to do back about 30 years ago when I first learned about libertarianism. We had issue papers, which were little pamphlets on different things, different libertarian topics, and we used
Liberty
to
tracks.
yeah, basically. And now we're trying to update them and turn them into little videos, pamphlets, because that's what people like today is videos. And, of course, we also have annual conferences. Our next one's in Colombia. Our last one was in Mongolia. And we have liberty camps throughout the world where we gather young people together to learn about liberty and really interact with all of these, faculty that's there. We also have a number of things we've done in the past. When the Berlin Wall came down, we had some of the first conferences on liberty in Eastern Europe. We translated Ayn Rand's books into Russian. Healing Our World was translated into 5 different Eastern European languages. And Ken Schoolin's Jonathan Gullible, I think, is now up to 45 or 50 different languages, and it's turned into a play, a musical, and they're now thinking of making some video animation with it. It's really exciting.
I'm glad I had a chance to talk to you about this, because you made a Facebook post, and I sent $35 right off the bat, not because I'm looking for a book. I have signed copies of your books sitting on a shelf. I sent it because, I mean, if Dr. Mary Ruart asks for $35, I'm sending straight away. That's just the way it is. And ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to do the same. I could not express a higher level of admiration for Dr. Ruart.
Where can people go to do this directly other than Facebook? Do you have a website where people can go to contribute to Liberty International?
Yes. If people go to the Liberty International webpage, which is liberty-intl.org, they can scroll down on the homepage and they'll see an advertisement for my 70th birthday. They can contribute directly, or they can go to one of my Facebook pages, which is Mary Ruart or Mary J. Ruart, PhD. So they can go to either place and donate.
So what I'd like to offer here is, by the way, everybody, please go do that donation. Can you give the website one more time?
Sure. It's liberty-intl.org, or they can go to one of my Facebook pages, which would be Mary J. Ruart, PhD, or Mary Ruart.
So when you do these videos, I'm happy to offer any voiceover work that you might need. I've got the equipment and the all that stuff. I can offer finished audio for anything like that. If you want to do video work, I'll try to work out how to help you on that. Secondarily, it's very important to me to spread the ideas of liberty to diverse places around the world, specifically to young people through these little camps and these sorts of things. I think that this is wildly important because, when you catch them before they get some, stultified political opinion. Get them early and explain these ideas to them early on, specifically in, when people come bearing gifts, people are more willing to listen. So I'd like to help run a fundraiser sort of more long-term rather than just, a call here, which is great. And I hope you'll hold on till the next segment with me, Dr. Ruart. But please, I'd like to get in contact and see how we can do sort of matching funds and work out how to run some ads and get people to really donate to this. I think this is very important. What kind of numbers are you trying to reach to send these missions out?
Well, for the birthday fundraiser, we're going for $7,000 because it's my 70th birthday. But, of course, we need, we need funding, as many nonprofits do. One of the great things about our organization is that we have a lot of volunteer help. So when you
hold, hold the line. Dr. Ruart, hold the line. I'll bring you right back.
Okay. Sure.
We're going to be back with Dr. Ruart in just a moment, so don't go anywhere. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store, or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
You
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment till we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. It was sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools that are back open today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And sorry that came in so loud. We actually turned it up during the previous segment when we were talking with Dr. Mary Ruart. And then I left it turned up while we came back from break, and the music was overbearingly loud. Sorry about that, but let's get right back to
it. It's heavy metal music. It was made to be played loud.
You are not wrong. Yeah. Let's get back to our conversation with Dr. Ruart. Dr. Ruart, welcome back. So the two of you were discussing Liberty International, and I've never spoken with you before, but it's an honor to speak with you. I haven't followed you, like, closely or anything, but I'm aware of you. I've read your stuff. It's wonderful, wonderful content. So thank you for all that you do for the cause of liberty. Now, Mark, you had additional questions you had.
Yeah, well, so we were talking about, is it liberty-intl?
.com.
.com?
Yes. .org. .org,
sorry, .org, very important, where you do a variety of outreach for the ideas of liberty, among them being these classes where people in foreign countries. You do these events in foreign countries where young people can come and learn about the ideas of liberty, and presumably they're enticed with reasons to come. Mongolia, Colombia, great places to do these things. I wanted to talk a little bit about healing our world. I think that this is a topic on Free Talk Live that's come up multiple times, and we haven't talked about your book in probably several years. So let's get back to this important volume in The Ideas of Liberty. So can you tell people about Healing Our World?
Sure. Well, it really addresses the topics that libertarians often have trouble talking about, like the environment, like the New Age perspective and Christian perspectives. And also, it's become really the most comprehensive volume that lists all of the studies that have been done to show how liberty works in the real world. Because if it doesn't work in the real world, why are we promoting it, you know?
Right.
So there's been so many great studies that show that just about everything that we talk about as libertarians has actually been done at some point in time in some country. And the last edition, of Healing Our World had over 1,000 references of how liberty works. And I think that may be the most important part of it. And, of course, I tried very hard to make it sound not like a tome, but very friendly, and really talk to people in a very practical way, because most of us really learned the libertarian ethic as children. We were taught to not steal from our playmates, not lie to them, not hit them. So if we damaged their toys, then we were supposed to make it right again. So the libertarian ethic of the non-aggression principle was really something we learned as children. It worked really well for us, and we kind of threw it out as adults. So I kind of go through how we did that and why it hasn't worked for us, and why we need to get back to, basically the secret of universal peace and plenty that we learned as children.
What are some of the examples that you think were most effective and moving in healing our world?
Well, one of them was the emphasis on restitution. Sometimes when the non-aggression principle is talked about, the restitution component isn't put in there. And so it allows people to criticize the non-aggression principle. For example, Mark, if you and I were standing on a street corner and I was stepping out into traffic looking at my iPhone and you pulled me back, you'd actually be using, initiating force against me.
Right.
Of course, I wouldn't be coming after you because I wouldn't want restitution. I'd probably be giving you a reward for saving my life. So when we use restitution as part of the non-aggression principle, it really dissolves all those criticisms that people have of the non-aggression principle. And then, of course, talking about the environment, libertarians don't do that very well. And it's really important because if you think about the principles of ending sovereign immunity, using restitution or cleaning up our garbage, and then privatizing land and beast, those three things really take care of just about every environmental problem that you can think of. So it's very exciting in that respect.
Right. The lefties sort of claim victory in the environmental sphere. They say, well, we're right. And everybody just seems to agree or whatever. They question the science or whatever the case might be. I come down and look, if you the government is the largest polluter on the planet. The United States government, largest polluter on the planet. Why in the world would we entrust governments, these organizations that have shown themselves to be, to have very little concern about the environment, why would we give them this mandate towards the environment? Oh, well, if we give them a mandate towards the environment, they'll suddenly act better. Well, in what way have they been good in the past? What task have we handed over to governments that they've suddenly done well in the past? And, they're very good at that. but I suspect if war was profitable, then corporations, rather than employing governments to handle outsourcing their violence to the state, then corporations would probably be better at war than the governments are currently. At this point, the corporations are basically disarmed and must use the organizations that claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in order to do their violence for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just as government is the greatest polluter, it is also the greatest creator of poverty. You know, that's another thing that liberals tend to focus on is how we need to help the poor. But what is not recognized is that today's poverty is created by government through licensing laws, minimum wage laws. It basically keeps the disadvantaged out of the marketplace or makes it very, very difficult for them to get in. And as you're probably aware, the Institute for Justice has been really a prime mover in trying to stop these laws from continuing by showing, basically, that they really hinder the disadvantaged. So a big part of healing our world is devoted to showing how government creates the poverty that we see today, and that includes in the third world. The reason the third world is still developing is because there, property rights and, haven't really taken in the same way they have in the first world. In other words, there isn't free and clear title easily had in the third world.
Right.
Of course, there's a lot more regulations. So that's why they're still poor.
And people can get Healing Our World by participating in Liberty International's fundraiser here for your 70th birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Dr. Roart.
Thank you.
And by simply going to liberty-intl.org and donating $35, and they can get the e-book there of Healing Our World. And is this the newest version? Because I know you've had several versions of that.
Oh, yes, it's the 2015 edition. It's the newest one. And the other option is short answers to the tough questions based on a web column that I did for the Advocates for Self-Government's E-Zine for about 20 years. And then, of course, my newest one, Death by Regulation, How We Were Robbed of a Golden Age of Health and How We Can Reclaim It, which basically shows how the FDA has shaved 5 to 10 years off each of our lives.
Yeah, you've given speeches about this. You, by the way, being a former research scientist, research doctor, how do you say that?
Yes, I was in research in one of the pharmaceutical companies, the Upjohn Company, and so I really saw behind the scenes what was going on with the FDA. Most of this is very invisible to the general public. Even if a journalist, for example, wanted to study it, they really would have trouble getting
it. Dr. Rowan, I hate to cut you off, but
we do have to go. Just please get a hold of me. I want to get this fundraiser and make it very successful. And please go to liberty-intl.org and donate to Dr. Ruart's campaign here. Sounds like a very worthy cause.
Absolutely.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
We're going to finally get into this Christopher Columbus story here, because evidently, according to the Sacramento Bee, some people are a bit upset about Columbus Day and doused a statue of Christopher Columbus with red paint in San Francisco on Saturday night, celebrating the So visitors to Telegraph Hill on Sunday found the message, "Destroy all monuments to genocide and kill all colonizers," painted around...
Kill all colonizers.
Yes.
See, now this is a disturbing statement. What
yes.
does
Equally
that
disturbing.
Mean? Does that mean death to white people? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me when I hear it.
I mean, it sounds like something that a rich, liberal, white college student wrote.
Sir, certainly. So colonization's a problem. Agreed.
I agree.
Let's not forget the United States is a breakaway colony of England. I hold no ill will to England. I think that they, you know, many of the results of their colonization have been pretty positive, all in all. But let's also remember that colonization didn't start with Christopher Columbus. I mean, there were three waves of people that came over the Bering Straits Bridge, and then all the other people that came a variety of different ways, you know, paddling canoes and doing a variety of things.
I mean, is a colonization essentially what Genghis Khan did?
Yeah, I would say that he was empire building, but I mean, he wasn't setting up colonies. But Genghis Khan certainly can be used in this, and not a good guy if you look at today's modern standards. I think it's always worth mentioning that there's a saying that in the Genghis Khan's empire, a maiden, meaning that a young lady who's not particularly strong, could carry a basket of gold in her head from one side of the empire to the other. Now, that suggests a high level of law and order.
It does.
Right?
Right.
I mean, you know. So, you know, let's just say that there's some positives and negatives, some give and take. But if we're going to have death to all colonizers, and we're saying that DNA somehow suggests colonizing, right? Like, I've never colonized anything.
They didn't
I guess
say
maybe.
That.
Now, right, they didn't say that, but I did move from Florida to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. Does that make me a colonist because I came here to set up sort of an alcove of liberty to work with in-state libertarians? Am I one of the very few modern colonizers?
I've got an interesting question for the left that Mark just brought to my attention. What is the difference between an immigrant and a colonizer?
I don't know the answer to that, but I'll bet they say it's color.
I would tend to agree, but now, I mean, you're not a colonizer of New Hampshire. You are an immigrant to New Hampshire.
Okay.
In the same way that people who are coming from Mexico are immigrants to the United States, and I'm totally fine with all of that. In fact, I'm totally fine with peaceful colonization. Now, going to a place where there are other, where there is other sentient life, wiping out that life inadvertently or intentionally, I'm not okay with that.
No, right? Initiating force against other people, no matter what their race, ethnicity, or whatever the story is not acceptable.
Right.
Now, using force back and forth, this is one of the things about the colonization of the United States, is we're basically at this point told it was all one-sided. There was Western expansion and nothing was going on. And there was much more of than that going on in the early parts and sort of the Eastern tribes that have basically been, you know, wiped out and assimilated at this point. They almost non-existent, Cherokees, and with an exception. But the northeastern tribes, basically gone.
Yeah.
You know, that these situations were probably more back and forth. You know, bad things happen on one side, bad things happen from the other, and then, you know, ping-ponging back and forth until, well, the inevitable occurred.
Sure.
And remember, this is the old story of divide and conquer has been used pretty successfully by lots of different people throughout history, and that's what happened here in the Americas. You know, one set of Indians has a problem with another set of Indians, so here comes the white man, let's get the white guy on our side, we'll have ourselves a war, and we will wipe them out. Turns out, once you wipe them out, then there's half as many Indians to fight, and the other half is you. And that's how that goes.
Well, let's get back to the phone. So we got Steve calling from St. Louis. Steve, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I was just wanting to talk about the Columbus thing, too. I was in the chat earlier and talking to you about the social media post all day anti-Columbus thing. Like I said earlier in the chat room, I think it's just anti-white. Because it used to be like...
Are you pro-Columbus? I mean, do you think Christopher Columbus is a great guy?
I care less about Columbus.
That's how I feel, right?
but I look at it as they're not really anti-Columbus. Most of them don't even know Columbus' story. It's just another monument they're trying to tear down. I think it's very anti-white. Like colonizing is going to, you know, cure racism or something.
So you think being anti-Columbus is sort of a dog whistle for the left to mask their actuality of being anti-white?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'd like to hear somebody who's, would come out and be overt about anti-whiteness. Exactly, like, what their solutions might be for this. Am I fine staying where I am geographically, or do I need to move back to where my ancestors came from? Are these countries going to allow me? Do I get to pick depending on the ancestor? Are these countries going to allow me in, or do I have to like beg for permission from these countries? Is the liberal bastion that dislikes imperialism or whatever, are they going to, set up some expedited immigration system for me? How does it work?
What if we wanted to colonize the United Kingdom?
Who's we?
We free staters.
Okay.
Let's just go. Let's go colonize the
Libertarians taking over the United Kingdom. All right.
Yes.
It's going to be highly unsuccessful, but All right.
Is that morally okay from their anti-white point of view? That's where I was essentially going with
that. I see.
Because I'm not sure it's really an anti-white point of view. I think they may legitimately be anti-colonization. And when we look at...
No, they're
at least,
very anti-white. If you've ever seen any of these...
I know people say that. But when we look at history for the last several centuries, most of the colonization has been done by white people.
That's recent, yeah. But, I mean, farther back than that, people were colonizing all the time.
Certainly.
Setting
but it
up colonies.
France that, turned Vietnam into the mess that it ultimately became.
Sure.
And the United States, picked up the tab and attempted to colonize, South Vietnam once the French finally failed. Same thing in Korea, Western colonization of Asia. Same thing in the Philippines. That one just turned out to be a little bit more effective because I think it happened under Andrew Jackson. If I remember correctly.
Who was that? What was that? Which one are we talking about with Andrew Jackson?
The Probably Philippines.
Not. Philippines was going to be later than Jackson. I'm guessing Teddy Roosevelt kind of time frame.
And then there's the Banana Republics as set up in large part by the United States to, be colonies in all but name.
So what do you think what are some of the best examples of them being anti-white that you think?
If you've ever been to or turned on your, TV or whatever, seen these videos of these people protesting the Columbus Day, it's a lot of anti-white signs and things like that. Like, they're pretty open with their anti-white
protests. Like, can you give an example of one of these signs?
I don't know. I can't think of exactly what the signs say, but if you've ever seen some of their little protests, they have little picket signs.
I'll keep my eyes
on it. I will too, but in the meantime, I would suggest that,
American thing.
You are feeling attacked as a white person because you are struggling with the guilt that, throughout all of recent history, it has been white people who have been doing the colonization. And so you feel a little guilty when people come out against colonization because, you have ties to the white race. I don't either.
I don't.
Collectivists do. And this is ultimately, so you're interpreting their anti-colonization as being anti-white because you're creating those ties internally.
Do you feel like you're doing that?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, thank you, Steve, for the call. I'm not sure. I would agree that there are large parts of the left that do come across as being anti-white, but I don't think that one has to be anti-white in order to be anti-Columbus or anti-colonization. I'm against both of those, too. I have no issue whatsoever with white people or black people or Asian people or people of whatever ethnicity.
Hey, what's your problem with Columbus? 855-450-3733.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.